Heavy rain pelting down in BC, the third major storm. They call them atmospheric rivers now because the storms are so severe, and there's fuel shortages. And if you listen to the public safety minister, Mike Farnworth, he's saying, hunker down, folks, hunker down.
This storm may not have the same level of intensity as we saw mid-month in some of our hardest hit areas, such as the Fraser Valley. But the cumulative effect of this succession of storms will be and continues to be a major challenge. The best approach is to avoid non-essential travel and wait out the weather.
So Southwest BC is under a flood watch as this 100 millimeters of rain is expected to fall. And these are towns that are getting crushed. And the mayor of Princeton, BC, again, right in the eye of these third storm, Spencer Coyne joins us. Mayor Coyne, first of all, thank you for spending time with us across this country. We're all thinking about you. Give us a sense of what your town of Princeton, BC is experiencing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Right now we're just bracing for impact, if you want. It started raining last night, and it's been raining. It rained all morning. We've got a bit of a break right now. It's about 12, 13 degrees above zero, and we've got about 100 centimeters of snow up in the high country that's going to melt and come down the hill with this rain.
Just so folks know, so people, you know, where people across the country will know where Vancouver is. If you head sort of south east, you get to Abbotsford, and just keep heading, I guess you're keep heading east and a little north, and you're going to get to Princeton. So you're a bit west of Kelowna there. So you're right in the center part of that and south of Kamloops. So how far from Vancouver would you be as a drive?
We're about 3 hours from Vancouver, 2 hours from Kelowna and Kamloops. So we're just about right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, so like Merritt, which was, we know, evacuated, is about an hour north of you, and then Abbotsford, as you say, southwest of you. There you are. So what's been the situation in Princeton right now?
Right now, the river is rising. We've been able to get all of our dike repairs done, and the military was able to help us sandbag and put HESCO baskets up on top of all of our diking to raise it up another 3-4 feet. So we're as prepared as we can be right now.
And you're, this is the Silmakinen River, Silmakinen? What is it?
So it's the Tuolumne and the Similkameen. So the Tuolumne River, yeah, comes down and it joins into the Similkameen River. So where those two rivers meet is just about at the same place on top of a mountain. And if it goes to the left, it goes down the Tuolumne, and goes to the right, it comes down the Similkameen.
Wow, so, man. You got water coming. So what are you guys prepared for? You got the dikes going, and like, have you lost farms and houses yet, like they have in Merritt or in Abbotsford, or are you guys so far, you've been okay, but you're preparing?
No. So we've up in the Tuolumne area, there's a little village up there called Tuolumne. They've lost roads. There's houses that are gone, houses that have moved completely off their foundations. In Princeton itself, we've had houses lift up off foundations. When our dike broke, we had a rush of water come through. The downtown area was covered in mud. We're still assessing the damage on now, all that as we were trying to prepare for this next flood.
How bad, like what do you got, about almost 3,000 folks there? Have you ever seen it this bad there, Mayor?
No. I'm born and raised here. My father, my grandfather, our family goes back.
Is that right, eh?
Generations, and nobody's ever seen anything this bad.
And so what does it tell you, Mayor Coyne? Like this, you guys are generational people in Princeton, BC, and if you're getting crushed, the whole province is getting crushed. Is this now the new normal? You got to get ready. This is not once in a century. In 5 years, you could be back.
Well, that's what they're telling us, that this is the new normal. So if that's the case, I mean, we're trying to figure out how to plan for this down the road. Our engineers came back and told us our diking rebuild after this, if we want to be at this type of water level, is going to cost us between $30 and $50 million. Jeez. For a town our size. Like, we don't know how we're going to cope with that.
And did you guys have fires like 6 months ago?
Yeah, we had a fire just up the highway, and then there was fires north of us up by Merritt, There was, well, all around us, to be honest, there was fires. So yeah, that's part of living here in the summer is fires. And now it seems to be flooding on top of that.
Yeah. And I wonder, because this is one of the most, like, I haven't been to Princeton, although I've been all around that area. Okay. And I just haven't visited your town. Now I feel like crap for not doing it, but well, I love that. I love this area of BC, and it's an incredible part of the, of our country. It's kind of paradise. And yet, it's like, you know, between the fires and the floods now, I think people are like, wait a second, what's our future here, right?
Well, and that's just it. I mean, this people are equating this to climate change, and if that's the case, we're the front lines of this. We're the front line of what climate change looks like. We've got fires, we've got floods, we're dealing with natural disasters just about every single year now, and We as a country are going to have to sit down and talk about this, and rural communities, and especially in British Columbia, need to be at those tables going down the road.
Yeah, like what, I guess my question is, do we need, I mean, we all talk about adaptation and we all talk about resilience. Tell that to someone who's watched their house wash away for that, you know, after they battled fires 4 months ago.
Oh, exactly. I mean, up the Merritt area, they've lost houses, you know, Lytton's still gone from the fires this summer. You know, we're getting hammered out here.
How long is this rain going to come? Like, what are you bracing for? Because I'm telling you, it doesn't sound like you're going to be sleeping much for the next 72 hours.
Yeah, we're hoping by Friday it's going to go down. The modeling shows that it should cool off. We're supposed to be down to -9 here in a few days. And we're hoping for that, because that means that rain will turn to snow and it'll stop melting and coming down the river.
What do you need from, like, right now, you're sitting down with Justin Trudeau. You look him in the eye. What do you say to him?
We need your help. We need funding. We need funding for recovery. We need the federal government to help rural communities rebuild. And then we're going to need funding going forward on how we're going to protect our communities down the road here. So those are the two things I need from the federal government. I need funding for rebuilding, and I need funding for the prevention for this happening again.
Are you talking to a lot of the other mayor? Like, I know I've been, you know, spoken to the mayor of Abbotsford. I've spoken to a lot of the folks out there. It feels like everyone's got to get together. Like, if you're doing this alone in Princeton, and they're doing it alone in, you know, Merritt, and they're doing it alone in Abbotsford, not going to cut it. You guys got to get together. And everybody, and say, look, we need a concerted effort, and the provincial government's got to get on side on this, because this is expensive, dangerous, debilitating. Like, it's tough. And I say this to someone who's probably prides himself on independence, resilience, and that's what makes up the characteristics of your part of the province.
Well, no, yeah, but we talk to each other. I mean, I call Mayor Brown, and I called Mayor Bauer down in Karamias, and I talk to the regional directors in our regional district on a regular basis. I'm a vice chair of our regional district, and I sit on our Southern Interior Local Government Association board. I speak to all these people, and the message that I hear from everybody is that we need to work together, and we need to have that cooperative approach moving forward. And I'm not too proud to ask for help when I need help, and I don't think any of us rural mayors are too proud to ask for help when it's needed.
Well, listen, the last thing you need is some dopey Easterner screwing up the pronunciation of Similkameen and then asking you what you need. So far be it from me in any way, shape, or form tell you what you need, because you're doing a great job. I just can tell you and I mean this sincerely, Mayor, everybody listening across this country is thinking about you folks and your resilience, and admiring how you're coping with a really long, dogged situation after the fire season. So, Spencer Coyne, Mayor of Princeton, BC, good luck to the folks in your town, and thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and I hope to see you here one day.
Hey, listen, man, done. I love it. You don't have to twist my arm to get up to BC.
Give me a call when you get to town. I'll take you on a tour.
Oh, I love it. Spencer Coyne, Mayor of Princeton, BC. I tell you, folks, you jump out of a plane with a parachute, you're going to land somewhere in BC, and you're going to realize that's my favorite place, because that's what it's like in that province everywhere.